Smith of Boston, a shot. Manny Eagle made the save. Another try. They made it. Score!
You'd never know it by the way he sizzled on the ice.
I scored my first National League goal. It was not only my first, but it was the winning goal.
But as the first black player in the National Hockey League in the late 1950s, Canadian-born Willie O'Ree endured racist chants from the stands and segregation on the road.
He'd have to eat in separate restaurants from his teammates. He had to stay in different hotels. He had to use different restrooms. Death threats are thrown his way. Fans are leaning over the boards, throwing beer at him, sticks, like you name it. Every single opponent, it was like going through the gauntlet of hate.
But six decades later, 86-year-old O'Ree is recognized in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and on Tuesday, his former NHL team, the Boston Bruins, retired his number to honor him as one of their greatest players of all time.
I will never forget how my teammates in the Bruins locker room accepted me as one of their own. This was a time when some of the fans and opposing players were not ready to see a black man in the NHL.
O'Ree's career in hockey spanned 20 years, playing with the Bruins and in the minor leagues. And while he became a public symbol for civil rights and inclusion, he also faced a private challenge. He was secretly blind in one eye.
I told myself, Willie, forget about what you can't see and focus on what you can see.
O'Ree has been the NHL's diversity ambassador for more than two decades, visiting rinks and schools across the U.S. and Canada, promoting inclusion and inspiring new generations of black hockey players. 14-year-old Darius Nichols is among the many young players who've met O'Ree. He says while he continues to encounter racism in hockey, he looks to his mentor for help.
I've had kids call me the N-word. I've had kids just come at me for no apparent reason all the time. All the things he's been through and all the things I'm going through, they're pretty the same, and I feel like I have to be like him and just not worry about it.
The NHL remains 97% white and has been criticized for being slow to respond to the Black Lives Matter movement. But O'Ree says the league has come a long way since his trailblazing path, easing the way for those who followed. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera.